Ever notice how your parents use their smartphones completely differently than you do? Gene M. Twenge's groundbreaking analysis of 39 million people reveals something profound. It's not just major events like wars or recessions that shape generations, it's technology. While headlines pit OK Boomer against snowflake stereotypes, the reality is far more nuanced. Each generation experiences fundamentally different worlds through the lens of the technologies available during their formative years. This technological revolution operates through two powerful mechanisms: increasing individualism and the slow life strategy. 200 years ago, your gender, race, and class determined your life path. Today, we prize individual choice above all. Meanwhile, as infant mortality plummeted from 1 in 6 in the 1800s to 1 in 200 by 2020, we've shifted from having many children who grow up quickly to fewer children who develop more slowly. Neither approach is inherently better. They're adaptations to different technological environments. The Silent Generation, 1925 to 1945, was anything but quiet. They pioneered the 1960s countercultural revolution through Berkeley's free speech movement and civil rights activism. Leaders like Mario Savio, Gloria Steinem, and Muhammad Ali transformed American society, advancing across race, gender, and sexual orientation. Richard and Mildred Loving's Supreme Court case struck down anti-miscegenation laws nationwide. Despite facing limitations, silents have experienced remarkably low levels of mental distress throughout their lives. The baby boom, 76 million babies born between 1946 to 1964, moved through society like a snake that swallowed a bowling ball, dominating culture at every life stage. Boomers transformed American drug culture, with marijuana use among adults jumping from 4% in 1969 to 25% by 1977. Their political journey proved remarkably adaptable, shifting from nearly 70% Democratic identification in the early 1970s to strong Republicanism during the Reagan years. Every U.S. president elected between 1992 and 2016 was a boomer, with Clinton, Bush, and Trump all born within 3 months of each other in 1946. Yet, beneath their cultural dominance, psychologists noted significantly higher levels of paranoia, mania, and depression among boomers, a pattern that followed them throughout life. Like its name, a letter representing an unknown variable, Generation X, 1965 to 1979, is slippery and hard to define. This small generation, sandwiched between two larger ones, often defines itself by how it differs from boomers and millennials rather than by what it is. Gen X pioneered many firsts: the first generation with television as a constant presence since birth, the first to enter young adult with the internet, and the first born in the 20th century not drafted into military service. Yet they were also the last to experience an analog childhood filled with cassette tapes, outdoor play, and paper books. This created a generation that bridges two technological eras, having grown up analog but pioneered digital. YouTube was born when Gen Xer Jad Karim wanted to find Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction online. Working with Chad Hurley and Steve Chen, he created the video sharing platform in 2005. Gen Xers also founded Yahoo, Google, eBay, PayPal, Twitter, and Uber. They were the architects of our digital world. The U.S. Army's 2001 shift from "be all you can be" to "an army of one" perfectly captured the individualistic ethos that defined millennial upbringing. Unlike previous generations, millennials grew up in a culture that consistently prioritized the self above all else. The self-esteem movement reached its peak during their childhood, with schools giving every child awards and participation trophies. Data shows this approach worked. By 2012, 78% of college students believed they were above average in drive to achieve, and nearly two-thirds of high school students thought their intelligence was above average, mathematical impossibilities that revealed inflated self-perception. Millennials came of age precisely as the internet transformed society, making them uniquely positioned between the analog past and digital future. Despite popular narratives that millennials are financially worse off than previous generations, data tells a different story. By 2019, millennial households were actually earning about $9,000 more than Gen Xers and $10,000 more than boomers at the same age, adjusted for inflation. Yet, beneath this economic success lurks a mental health crisis. As millennials entered their late 20s and 30s in the mid-2010s, depression rates soared dramatically, even as rates declined or remained steady among older generations. Gen Z is the first generation to experience adolescence entirely in the smartphone era. When Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone in 2007, the oldest Gen Zers were just 12. By 2012, half of Americans owned smartphones, the fastest technology adoption in human history. Gen Z's attitudes evolved dramatically. By 2021, they became the only generation where most believed there are more than two genders, extending individualistic, be-who-you-are attitudes to gender identity. Despite dating apps and fewer sexual taboos, Gen Z experiences a sex depression. 30% of Gen Z men ages 18 to 25 haven't had sex in the past year, double the rate of millennials at that age. Most concerning, Gen Z faces a severe mental health crisis that emerged around 2012. Clinical depression more than doubled between 2011 and 2021, affecting nearly 30% of teen girls and 12% of teen boys. The first Polars were 5 to 7 years old when COVID-19 transformed their lives in March 2020, with most lacking meaningful memories of a pre-pandemic world. Born after smartphones became mainstream, 2013, after Black Lives Matter formed, 2013, Polars take once revolutionary technology for granted. Census data shows Polars will be America's first non-white majority generation, with non-Hispanic whites at just 50.7% in 2020 and declining. While children today are physically safer, fatal injury rates among children under 9 have plummeted since the 1980s, screen time has surged, with 8 to 12-year-olds averaging 5.5 hours daily in 2021, an hour more than in 2015, and nearly matching school hours. This digital immersion correlates with concerning declines in physical activity, with nearly one-fifth of preschoolers getting insufficient exercise. What if generational conflicts aren't about avocado toast or OK Boomer memes, but about adapting to technological changes that have fundamentally altered our world? Birth rates in the U.S. have plummeted, with 5.8 million fewer babies born between 2008-2019 than expected. By 2020, the fertility rate was just 1.64, well below the 2.1 replacement level. Without increased immigration, the U.S. faces Japan's fate, economic contraction with fewer workers supporting retirees. Young Republicans have dramatically shifted on social issues, now largely supporting transgender people in the military and marijuana legalization, positions unimaginable a decade ago. Technology offers the ultimate trade-off, instant communication and longer lives, while simultaneously isolating us and fueling division. Understanding these shared technological challenges may help reduce intergenerational conflict as we recognize we're all navigating these changes together. If suicide rates had remained at 2007 levels, 17,677 more young people would still be alive, equivalent to 123 crashed airplanes full of teenagers. This sobering statistic highlights how technology shapes not just our habits, but our mental health across generations.